Parshat Bishalach, Exodus 13, 17 to 17, 16, January 26, 2013, 15th of Shvat, 5773. This week's commentary was written by Rabbi Robbie Harris, Associate Professor of Bible, JTS. And here's the title. He taught him a tree? This week's parasha contains some of the most memorable narratives in the entire Torah. The splitting of the Reed Sea, the miracle of the manna, the battle with Amalek. In the midst of all these narratives comes a pithily told little tale. Then Moses caused Israel to set out from the Sea of Reeds. They went on into the wilderness of Shur. They traveled 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. They came to Marah, but they could not drink the water of Marah, because it was bitter. That's why it was named Marah. And the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. There he made it for them a fixed rule, and there he put them to the test. He said, "If you will heed the Lord your God diligently, doing what is upright in his sight, giving ear to his commandments, and keeping all his laws, then I will not bring upon you any of the diseases that I brought upon the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer." I had just read from Exodus chapter 15, verses 22 through 26. Now, this translation is according to the New Jewish Publication Society, the NJPS, as we call it in the biz. Although this is the industry standard, as we shall see, the translation is problematic. In a sense, this story should evoke serious consternation among its readers. Here, the Israelites have only just experienced what is possibly the greatest of God's miracles, cleaving the sea and enabling the Israelites to finally and completely escape the clutches of Pharaoh. And immediately they began to grumble. Moreover, they have just been saved from water, and now they are grumbling about water. But this, alas, is nothing new. "Tell us what you've done for us lately," the Israelites seem to be saying to God. "Splitting the Sea of Reeds? Ugh, that was so yesterday." In fact, readers of the Torah know that the Israelites will continue to grumble for the next 40 years. And that old saw about the 40 years of wandering, that the old generation needs to go and a new generation needs to arise that did not know Egyptian slavery, yada, 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 does not really fit the context of Scripture. And if you don't believe me, just read the narratives from the 40th year of the wandering, the book of Numbers, chapters 20 through 36. These include such sins as the Israelites' complaints about water in Numbers 20 and food in Numbers 21, and worst of all, the apostasy at Baal Peor in Numbers 25, a sin rivaling that of the golden calf. The generation born in the wilderness complains and rebels as much as the first generation had. Let's return to our parasha. What is remarkable is not the behavior of the Israelites. Rather, God's response is what ought to capture our attention. Let us look again a bit more closely than we did before. The people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. First, we must dispense with the word "peace." It is nowhere to be found in the Hebrew text, though the translators justified including it in their 1969 publication, Notes on the New Translation of the Torah, page 171. Now there's a book that reads like a novel. However, the verb in "God showed" is much more problematic. The translation resolves a difficulty found in the Hebrew text without, in my humble opinion, being quite loyal enough to the original. The underlying word, vayorehu, actually means "the Lord taught him a tree," or "taught him wood," if you prefer. It is easy to understand why the NJPS translators preferred to render "he showed him" for "he taught him." their reading is much more reasonable, and they accomplish this change deftly by amending a single vowel in the Masoretic text. However, in resolving a difficult Hebrew text through these means, the translators have unfortunately prevented their readers from the challenge of interpretation. What might the Torah have meant through the strange locution of God teaching a tree to the Israelites at this particular juncture? The great 13th century Spanish commentator Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, Ramban, or Nachmanides if you prefer, addresses our particular question on several levels. In one of his interpretations, he also faces the problematic verb vayorehu, and he faces it head-on, and claims that the pshat, or plain-meaning interpretation, is that God taught Moses about the tree, or if you're from Canada, about the tree, to help the Israelites get along in the wilderness, where finding potable water is often problematic. The particular tree that God showed or taught Moses contained properties that would sweeten the water, analogous to the way the prophet Elisha sweetened water with salt in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. You could look it up. But we may prefer a sweeter interpretation found originally in a midrash, the Mechilta. Rabbi Eliezer taught, what does the Torah mean by they traveled 3 days in the wilderness and found no water? The expounders of traces, an elusive rabbinic term for expositors, the expounder of traces say they did not find words of Torah, which are metaphorized as water, as in the verse, Ho, all who are thirsty, come for water, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. It was because they were without words of Torah for 3 days that they rebelled. Therefore, the elders and the prophets decreed that Israel should read from the Torah on Shabbat, Monday, and Thursday. Thus, this midrash accounts for our continued liturgical practice of publicly conducting a Torah service frequently enough so that we should never go 3 days without words of Torah. So much for the water. What about teaching the tree? Note the troublesome verb yet again, vayorehu. As you pronounce this word, hear the connection between vayorehu and Torah. The two words share the same triliteral Hebrew word, root. So how does God teach Moses a tree? Again, the Mechilta employs the same figurative approach it had used with regard to the water, and I quote, the Torah doesn't say that God showed him a tree. Rather, it states, God taught him a tree. The expounders of traces say, words of Torah are metaphorized as a tree, as it is said, she is a tree of life to those who hold her. Proverbs 3, verse 18. Now, that should strike a familiar chord. We have long come to associate trees and Torah, and in fact, we employ this verse to close every Torah service, Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. One may sense, through this connection, that the Mechilta's Midrash is not as outlandish as it might have seemed at first. Reread the narrative with which we began this commentary. Just after Moses sweetened the water by throwing in the tree, the Torah relates, there God made for them a fixed rule, in verse 25. Rashbam, the famous Rashi's grandson, explains this to mean that at this point in the Torah's narrative, Moses begins teaching Torah and mitzvot to the Israelites, and correspondingly God begins to heal the people by giving them sweet water in the desert. Thus the Israelites begin to associate the process of learning Torah with the healing power of God's words and deeds. And so may it be with us. May we merit that our Torah study become for us a sign of God's loving care, and may we be both joyful and grateful for this study as our thirsty people in the desert when they quench their thirst with sweet water. Amen ve'amen and Shabbat Shalom.